Day 13, or January the 13th. Inside first, then outside next. Our thought today is from Genesis chapter 34, verse 15. We will enter into an agreement with you on one condition only, that you become like us by circumcising all your males. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Dinah, the only daughter of Jacob that we know by name, is raped by a Hivite prince called Shechem, and her brothers wreak havoc on his family. The thought that these uncircumcised heathen could ever be part of their good kosher family fills them with disgust and rage as they take their drastic revenge. Meanwhile, Jacob is renamed Israel, to reflect his personality more accurately as a wrestler with God. On the way to Bethlehem, Jacob's favourite wife gives birth to a second son, Benjamin, and sadly dies after the birth. She is buried on the outskirts of Bethlehem, and there is still a commemorative memorial in her honour on the road into Bethlehem today. Esau and Jacob have now been reconciled, but their descendants, the Edomites and the Israelites, never forgive each other. Now, our action step for today. The family of Shechem were told they could only be acceptable if they were circumcised. This was a physical sign of a covenant about which they were probably totally ignorant. Sometimes we make similar mistakes by urging friends to be baptized or confirmed or become church members before the transaction that these rites proclaim has taken place in the heart of an individual. I remember being told that it was about time I took a particular step in my local church, now that I was 16. It was years later that I realized my action actually had nothing to do with age, but was directly linked to heart change. We need constantly to remind ourselves that God looks on the inside and not on the outside. We may be fooling others by doing the right thing, but please be sure that you are believing the right thing and doing what God wants. Aim to please Him, not the crowds around you.